The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
A reading from the Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Since the Passover was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves he said, "Take these out of here," and stopped, making my Father's house a marketplace. His disciples recalled the words of the scripture, "Zeal for your house consumed me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. Then they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the Passover, many began to believe in his name. When he saw the sign he was doing, but Jesus would not trust himself to them, because he knew them all. He needed no one to give him testimony about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So this scripture is very beautiful. Now, for the Jews, the temple is a center place of their hearts. Because originally this temple, when it before the construction of Jerusalem, they carried the Ark of Covenant. So in it, it's the tablets of the Ten Commandments and the manna, some piece of manna over there. It's a sign of God's grace, God's presence for them. So when they built temple, it's a sign of the presence of the Lord. So when Jesus say, "If you destroy this temple, in 3 days I can rebuild it," you know, King Herod, the last temple by the time Jesus was built by King Herod, he built it with so much money to show his power and glory. So it's really important. How come Jesus in 3 days can rebuild it? Now, there's a deeper meaning of this temple, right? And the disciples only understand afterwards. So much so, the other people couldn't understand. Even the disciples themselves, the apostles, it takes so much time, 2 more years, to understand what's the meaning of this temple. But by this temple means for Jesus himself, his body is the temple. Now today, for us, this temple means we, all of us, part of this living temple, right? We share the life of Christ. If Christ is the temple, we are the temple. Now you see, when Jesus was taking away from all the merchants from the temple, I think it's a symbolic for us. We have so much business in our mind and heart, and no space to honor for the Lord. Aren't we the merchants themselves? Aren't we shedding money, exchange money? Of course, no much money to change now, no interest. But we are the people chastised by Jesus. Take away all this rubbish, oxen, sheep, doves, all things concerning money making, take away. This is my temple. And we too, Jesus might tell each one of you, us, me, we are his temple. And how much thing we put by the doorway? Can people enter easily to the temple? We block. We have all these things that people can't enter easily. That's not important. But there's no mind, no heart. That's a word thing. So Jesus built it in 3 days. It takes time. Even for Jesus, he can just, 1 second, he can rebuild this new temple. He takes 3 days. Go through the tomb, death, before he built this new temple. We too, we have to work hard. At times, we have to share the suffering of Christ. So we have to believe all what is happening in our life. First, we need belief. All come from the love of God. You say you are poor, thank the Lord. You said you are weak, thank the Lord. If you say you are far away from God, thank the Lord still, because we are far away from the Lord. We have low heart from Him, for Him. That's very, very true. I can say, but I'm not a prophet. If you're very rich, are you sure you are standing, sitting right in this place? Yes or no? Could be. For me too. You know what? Originally, I come from a very rich family. Very, very rich. But that's before the war time. The Second World War. My father had all the property, Laoyin, Kim Sao Jo, all the areas of the harbor, Harbor Nine. He's a boss there. So he is very rich. But thanks to the Japanese invasion, all his property was confiscated. And he died. Out of, you know, sadness. I don't know. I cannot judge. But I'm his son. I have to be ask his forgiveness. I was 5 years old. He died. So when I was growing up, in certain sense, it's really poor. With my mother, all the money gone, you know. All the money confiscated by the Japanese. No return, you know. Start from scratch. And just because we are poor, then have some space. My older brothers, they all smoke opium. Opium, understand? That's how we thank the British government. They promote the West India Company to bring all the opium to China. You know, and we share. Hong Kong is part of China, so we have the opium. All my brothers living this way, I cannot for sure if I'm growing up, my father is still a billionaire. I'm a mate, also opium is part of my food. I don't know. Anything what happened in life, I can say, oh, why Jesus? Why you take away my father? Why you take away all the wealth? You see, where we cannot judge only in the future, in the heaven, we don't understand what is happening. But what we believe, at least our faith tells us, each one of us is tailor-made for us, our life. First, don't compare. Don't judge the others. And don't argue why she got this, he got that, and me, nothing. We have many things we couldn't see. We just see what the other people have. Ourselves, as poor as a church mouse. Thank the Lord, then you can stay in the church. Anyway, Jesus wants us, this temple, be pure. And confession is a means Jesus established for us. In the sacraments of penance, if Jesus himself comes to you, embrace you, telling you, you're okay, my daughter, but just sin no more. I like the experience of when Jesus was on the cross, there are two prisoners, no? One left and right. One is shouting, you, if you are the Son of God, help us be free. And the other one say, my friend, this is we worth on the cross. But this gentleman is a just man. He did nothing wrong. Then he tell Jesus, remember me when you go to heaven. He didn't expect he can go to heaven that time because he need to do some penance, right? He was on the cross because he was killing people. I'm sure, you know, when you go, this penance is very serious. What Jesus told this gentleman, friend, this night you will be with me in the paradise. He didn't make the act of contrition, huh? He just shouted to the other person, you know, with their language. Shut up. Rough people. No contrition, no act of contrition, but of his heart is contrition. Jesus is so given him all things, whole life, nothing remained. Beautiful. Learn from this. Jesus' love is always immense, bigger, much bigger than our faults, than our sin. That I think is what St. John says, no? Also the second reading today. You know the second reading? It's the stupidity of God. It's much wisdom than our human wisdom. So, we can't imagine this God. I think for us human standard, this God is quite stupid. You know, he appointed Peter in the beginning to be his head, CEO, right? And then for three times, right?
denied him. I don't know this person.
No, I never see this person. You see this.
And Jesus just asked him one word. Peter, do you love me? Just one simple word. Love me. Three, four words. Do you love me? The third time, Peter says, he was a little bit scared. Jesus, you know that I love you. But I think in his heart, I say, well, your love is quite limited. You say you love, and then you promise. You know what he, when Jesus was saying, I was caught, and he said, oh, Jesus, even the others fall down. I will never fall you, fall down. If even they hurt you, I will hurt. I will die with you together. Well, he's real, but human heart is still weak. Jesus, keep him to be head of the church.
So don't worry, all your sinfulness. Just believe God's love and live a life right now.
Not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not this 12 o'clock. Now you can be bad a little bit, and then until 12 o'clock and you can be a saint. Don't. Right this moment, be a saint right here. The Latin word, ik, ek, nung. Right now, here and now, be a saint. Even if sin, you never confess, make an act of contrition first. Go to confession as soon as possible. If for years you haven't been confession, please go for confession first before you come for the communion. I assure you, Jesus always opens his arm, but you need your yes. You need to do something. You need to take away all this rubbish. Jesus is good, but you have to do your part. You can't take for granted. You can't think, oh Jesus, you're merciful. How nice, and you keep all this rubbish in yourself. And what Jesus will say, friend, I don't know you. You remember one of parable, last judgment? The left and the right? To the right, no, not because of this, huh? Right? Said you are blessed because when I'm half hungry, when I'm thirsty, when I'm naked, when I'm sick, you come to see me and visit me and give me drink, give me food, and da da. And the other part, not you, huh? But then it's just the other part. You left her. Give me food, never give me drink. Then they say, when they see you? You know, so simple. Jesus are simple things. But you have to do. Otherwise, Jesus, he feels sorry, but he cannot say, oh, no problem. There's not no problem. This is a problem. Because when you don't love, how can you enter into love? That's a problem. God is love. When you don't love, how can you enter into love? That's not logic. Right? It's not logic. When there's no heart, how can the grace enter? Nothing. So, with trust, with joy, don't like the prophet Jeremiah, Lamentatio. Oh, sorry, Lord. No. Always live with joy. It's a new period. We are not living the Old Testament. We live in a new era of life, of Jesus' presence. At the new temple, we are constructing together a new temple of
of the Lord.
Peace.